Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, really quick, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're having issues with Rumble, go over to Genesis Communication Network. Genesis Communication Networks, and you can listen to us live. Just go to the second post. You'll see our icon right there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Genesis Communication Networks, as well, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You already knew that. Okay, so we got much to cover. I want to highlight, are we as far gone as the Germans were in the 1930s? And in between there, now and then, the next four segments, I want to get to as much information as I can and just kind of tear things down and build them back up. That is the gospel, friends. That's how it processes. Read 1 Samuel when you get a moment as well. I believe it's chapter 2. But what I want to do is I want to hit this off real quick. Did you see this? Nashville Angela, posted a meme of a beautiful young man, Bryce Stanfield, who attended one of the only two colleges that mandated COVID shots. I just want to make clear you all understand something. The government cannot mandate, colleges cannot mandate, schools cannot lawfully mandate that anybody puts poison into their blood. They have no authority to do it. I've said this a thousand times, but when I see this kind of stuff, friends, I got to tell you, it bothers me to no end. That is somebody's son, and I'll tell you what, if I was his parents, I would be indignant to no end in making sure as well that those alleged mandated COVID shots in the state of South Carolina, I would make sure that that college was held accountable to the umpteenth degree so they do it to nobody ever again. This post says of Bryce Stanfield, he took a shot, and he took his COVID shot. He collapsed during a morning workout, and 2 days later, he dies. And 2 days later, he's gone. Folks, your government is genociding its own people. Not that we didn't know that through abortion, but they are genociding their own people. This is what the global agenda is all about. I'm just sad to say that I have to keep reminding deaf people and blind people of the situation that seem to love Jesus so much, as long as they don't have to do anything in obedience to him. I am confounded, to say the least. The Department of Child Protection, DCP, which is the acronym, must pay compensation and medical expenses to a youth worker who developed pericarditis after getting a COVID booster under a workplace vaccination directive. Again, I want to remind everybody, hey, folks, for all the people that didn't, which was the majority of the people that didn't get their experimental jabs, how did they get away with it? I want to tell you how they got away with it. They said no. I remember a couple months back, I was walking into the USPS, post office, and I was talking to the lady at the front counter, and they were hiring there, and I said, how many people have you hired? She said, nobody's applying for the job. And I said, is it because they're trying to mandate vaccines? And I heard a guy in the background that was overhearing our conversation, and he just said, on the other side of the wall, I didn't see him whatsoever. He just talked in turn, and I was glad he did. He said, the government can't make you get a shot. I know. You know, through the last 3.5 years, how many people I seen whine about having to go get the shot, and they did it, when in fact that they didn't have to do it? Really, what it comes down to is, who do you love more? Who do you serve? Do you serve the fear of man, which brings the snare? Or do you serve the God that tells us the fear of the Lord in departing iniquity? And when we serve him and we fear God, filial-like, we don't fear the face of man. And it's also interesting to know, folks, you can see nobody anywhere on this earth, in any sense of the word, anybody that didn't take the experimental jab, they're not complaining. They're not the ones dying. So here's a little good news for somebody that did stand up. They have a landmark winning COVID vaccine injury case. These kind of cases, friends, by the way, usually take course. And when they do, they get their foot in the door. This is usually the beginning of the domino effect. I know that across the world, friends, people are not standing down to this. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that just recently, Tim Brown, I believe, posted an article, must-see interview, The Who's, right? Treaty is nothing more than means to protect the guilty. That's what it's all about. Remember, we were talking about this the other day, in 1986, the Vaccine Injury Act. Good name, right? But you know what that act did under criminal Ronald Reagan? Because that's exactly what he was. He basically put up walls for the pharmaceutical companies to go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do no ability to go after them in recourse for side effects, injuries, deaths, in the gist. So in other words, the pharmaceutical companies are okay because your government, your said representative, said to them, because they're getting paid by big pharmaceutical companies, don't worry about it, we'll protect you. Americans, that is not the purpose of our representative limited government. It's their job to uphold the law, not to remove the law for their good buddies that are paying them under the table. Okay, so again, I want you to understand clearly, friends, that these global organizations are doing their best, and these agencies concerning Big Pharma are doing their best to make sure that they can go ahead and kill whoever they want to without consequence. They think they're impervious. Is it true? Well, that response is up to you, not up to me. Because I'm telling you what, folks, if I was daddy there, I'd be doing some serious damage concerning the responsible party on the behalf of my child. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to make something clear here, okay, so we all understand. I'm just giving you the information. Don't shoot at the messenger. I'm just simply trying to tell you people, the government had no lawful authority to make you inject poison into your bloodstream. None. Okay? I don't care if the USPS mandated it or not. I'll tell you what, the people that didn't take the shot, that said no to the shot, regardless if they wanted you to believe that they could mandate it or nay, they're still alive today. They're totally fine. There's no adverse side effects. It's amazing to me how people will come back after me when I'm telling them the truth. The burden of proof falls to the said representative government that said that you have to take the shot or else. And isn't it interesting, after 3 years of the pandemic and the whole scam, isn't it interesting that when they were called upon by people bringing lawsuits after them for attempting to mandate it, isn't it interesting how the federal government said, well, we didn't force anybody to take it? Well, why did they say that? Because I'm right. Because they never had the authority to do it. And they all the well knew they didn't have the authority to do it. All this pharmaceutical nonsense and their authority and these agencies that are being set up against you and leveraging against you, friends, it's all premised on something called administrative law. They don't have the authority. It is unconstitutional. Again, the burden of proof is on those that told you you had to get the shot. And don't sit there and try to justify why you took the shot when, in fact, you never had to take the shot. Oh, you got fired. Well, then get a different job. Well, that's easier for you to say that than it is for me, Bradley. Well, it may be the truth of the matter, but I can tell you what. This ministry is filled with personal sacrifice, so we can be here to warn you not to do the things that you may have done. People need to wake up as to what's going on. instead of just blindly following right behind whatever the government says concerning every emergency that they create and crisis that they create, it's good for the American people to stand up, slow your roll, and then turn around, do your homework, and then find out if they have a lawful right to do it in the first place. And if they don't, Americans need to learn this one word, no. And if you push it any further, we're going to impeach you. Then we're going to prosecute you. That's what the American people don't know right there. Because they don't want to. They don't want to have to be the ones that are the responsible party to say, no, you're not doing that here. No, you're not going to force me to do something that's illegal. Absolutely not. Especially putting poison into my bloodstream when my Creator told me not to do it. Leviticus 19:19 and 17:11, not in that order. My goodness, I'm trying to be your best friend. Don't get jacked at me for telling you the truth. Again, the burden of proof is on the government, not on you. I wanted to show you what's going on. I'm just going to cover a couple happenings right now, important ones, so you can see what's happening across the country. LibertyOneNews.com just highlighted migrants in New York City are now to receive debit cards worth up to $10,000. Americans, again, asking you the question, let me do it this way. Where is your said representatives getting that money from? Tell the truth and shame the devil. They're getting it from you and me. They're going to the tax coffers and they're reallocating at will. They're stealing your money and they're giving it to illegals that are coming into this country. P.S., that are being lured by mayors and governors throughout the United States of America into America. And if that right there does not show you who those governors and those said mayors work for, I can't help you. Because this is treason from start to finish. This is treason, is what it is. Why are migrants coming into America? Because they want their $10,000 credit cards. Why are the migrants, illegals coming into America and attacking Americans? Because they have no respect for you. Just think about that. Now, you know, over the last couple weeks, months, we've highlighted the crimes that are being committed by these illegals. I have a brand new one here for you. This is rantsofizzo.com. Four migrants attack and strangle man in Chicago. They're not raping your women, Americans. They're killing your older men and your older women. They're attacking your police. And I'm not talking about all of them. But let me remind everybody that if they come in here illegally, which more than not are, then you are dealing with a criminal element and you can rest assured it's not going to be the first one that you deal with. They're going to come in, they're going to bring their culture, and they're going to bring their crime sprees with them, and it's exactly what, in fact, is happening. Yesterday, the good news is, folks, all of the best that you have on those committees, they're doing their best to grill all of that which is going on. What's been done with all this grillings concerning all this illegal immigration? I just watched a video yesterday concerning Greg Abbott, who's doing little to nothing to put a stop to it. No, folks. It's all a show. These are all the clowns in the circus of politics that are selling you out. And I'm going to tell you why scripturally. Because the American people have sold themselves out to the Lord. They sold the Lord out is what I meant to say. They played the Judas to the living God. They said, "We, you know what? We love you, but we're just going to go and serve our own gods." That's exactly what the American people have done. And now, in turn, the recompense is the foreigners are going to be made the head, and you are going to be made the tail. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that there was a unconstitutional party-led state that seeks to allow residents to take precedent in your homes. This is all of that which is taking place in Europe. This is all of you that have been listening to us for years. How many times have I said from this pulpit, they're trying to Europeanize America? And then we take the time and we show you exactly what's happening over in France, in Europe, Germany, the list goes on, over in the UK, as to what's taking place there right now. No matter how many times we tell the American people, they just sit back and they act like we're not talking to them. Well, guess what, friends? They're talking to you now, aren't they? And just think, these are now in your country, and it's your said representatives playing the Judas on you, Luke 22:48, by trying to give your homes over to illegal migrants or immigrants. Okay? So this is the beginning of your pain. I remember about 3 years ago, I had brought up, because it just dropped in on me, going over to Leviticus 26, and I remember when I was over there, I remember when I seen this, this is exactly what came through, and I dropped it down, and it's exactly where we're at today. The Lord said, if you will not hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, and will not do all of my commandments in dealing with the corrupt, the wicked, okay? He said, and if you shall despise my statutes, in other words, if you don't want to bring forth judgment and execute the law unto judgment according to the way I tell you to deal with criminals, he said, if you despise them, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments, you will not keep them. Keep in mind, evil men understand that judgment, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant. What did the Lord say? Listen to me. Not what did the devil say. The devil's in control of nothing. The Lord is in control of all things. Read your Bibles, okay? He said, I will appoint over you terror. And then when you go down just a little bit, he said, I will set my face against you in verse 17, Leviticus 26. He said, you will be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Oh, that includes Donald Trump. Remember our friend just the other day when we highlighted the fact that she was telling us what the people needed to hear rather than what they wanted to hear concerning Donald Trump? Remember, she's the one that brought it forth that it wasn't Joe Biden. It was the father of the vaccine that signed on to a military bill giving them $10 billion to depopulate Americans. Yeah, that was Donald Trump. Yep. I will appoint those over you that hate you. And then he said in verse 18, and if you will not yet for all of this, listen carefully unto me. Listen to me. Do you continuously hear that on this show? Well, oh, my goodness, Lord. Oh, my goodness. What do you want me to say? How do you want me to say it? I've said it 1,000 times. You hear it all the time from me. It's like pulling your hair out. It's like Jeremiah when he said, Lord, I'm done. I'm done. I told them. They don't listen. And he went on for 70 years until the book of Lamentations was written, right? And then it got to the point where he said, you know what, that fire is shut up in my bones. He needs to fan it. He needs to get that word off him, right? So he's revived again. But in the process of that, what are you seeing? The exact same thing here in your time, okay? If you will not hearken unto me, the Lord said, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Again, I want to make sure everybody understands that that was the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ that said that. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides. as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snow melt remains a concern. Trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or before it's news.com. I want to hit one more topic because it's important that we do. We're hearing that Tim Walz, this has been going on for some time now, Tim Walz is wanting the governor of the state of Minnesota. I mean, this guy is about as backwards and zeroed in on who we are as a people, doing his best to upend who we are as a people. It's absolutely amazing. The man has not been impeached and prosecuted for the act of treason on so many different levels. His next move now is to take the land that belonged to what they call themselves as the indigenous people. He's wanting to take their land and give it back to them. Now, I don't understand all of the details, but I can tell you right now what I know from this tyrant criminal, Tim Walz. There's nothing good about it. And it's also my understanding that the land that they're wanting to give back to some of these indigenous people, they're giving it back to the people that actually stole it from another tribe of people. Which, again, doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Some of the things going on in this country, folks, are just, they're explainable. And I'm going to do that right now for you, explain it to you. But it's amazing, you know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. What is it that the American people won't put up with? Tim Walz is a prime example. Gavin Newsom's another one. DeWine, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Hochul in New York. I mean, the list goes on. What is it that you won't put up with? I guess that's what the bad guys are asking. Man, they've let us do whatever we wanted to do. We're going to keep going forward. Let me go to this. I get really angry when I hear this, and I knew it wasn't right, when people were constantly talking about, you know, this was all the Indians' land. This was the indigenous people's land. And the white man came in and he stole. It's always the white man. Have you noticed that? I'm tired of all that. Okay, again, all nations are one blood. Get over it, okay? But it's amazing how the white man came into this land and he stole away this, and we're blamed for everything under the sun. But I'm here to tell you, it's not up to the indigenous people. It's not up to the white man. It's not up to the black man. It's not up to the Japanese. It's not up to the English. It's not up to the Chinese. It's not up to those from Alaska, neither. And it's definitely not those, friends, that just at will want to go ahead and steal away the land. It's not their power to do so. What are you talking about? Listen carefully, because I hear people talk this way all the time. GCN, you've got quite a few calls coming up right now. I need names and where they're calling from. When you read Deuteronomy 9, verse 5, I want you to listen carefully as to what it says. The Lord said to the children of Israel, "It's not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart dost thou go to possess." That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. "It's not for you to possess their land," the Lord said, "but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The only ones that are being dispossessed are those that are more wicked than the person or the people that are doing the dispossessing, okay? And again, it's interesting that this is another one of those topics that the social injustice warriors within the walls of the American church have done to the dispossessed or the indigenous people. And you got to keep in mind, folks, everybody's got this entitlement attitude going on. I don't care whatever group it is, and it's the government and the mainstream media trying to brainwash them into believing that they got to get back what's been taken away from them. Oh, my goodness, if that was the case, I want it all back, too. But I think we better aim our, figuratively speaking, we better aim our weapons the right way in the process of doing that, because nobody has stolen from the American people more than the said establishments in which we deal with today. But again, I'm not going there. We're not the victims. We're overcomers, okay? But what I want you to catch is we hear of the struggles and the tragedies that many people of all nations have gone through. And in many ways, we can sympathize with them for what they've gone through. I mean, we've gone through them ourselves, so we understand, at least I did, yet there were many atrocities that took place by those who were dispossessed throughout history, things which are not to be lawfully tolerated in any civil society or country. Read Amos 3:3, 2 Corinthians 6:14, okay? I also want you to catch this. The Lord said, "When thou art come into the land, when the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations." So we can already see those that were dispossessed were those that were committing the acts of abomination before the Lord, and the Lord wasn't going to tolerate it. So he chose the people to drive them out. "There shall not be found any among you that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, observer of times, an enchanter, a witch, black magic, hello, a charmer, a consulter with familiar spirits, a necromancer that's speaking with the dead, a wizard. For what did the Lord say in Deuteronomy 18:9 through 12? For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." Okay? So again, it's up to the Lord as to who's empowered to dispossess. It's not up to man. And I wish people would get that out of their head, because it doesn't take a mass amount or even a small amount. It's the power of the Lord that does the driving out, because he's the one that gives it. I want to also remind you, before I end this little point here, that under heaven, we are not Native Americans. I know a lot of people don't like that because they want to be the victims of something. We are not English Americans. We're not African Americans. We're not Japanese Americans. We're not Chinese Americans. We're not Middle Eastern Americans. We are not Mexican Americans, etc. We are one nation of Americans under God. And this is a lesson we must all take heed to, pay careful attention to, before we become one nation that has gone under. Because we're well on our way in doing that. I want to say this too again, just an answer back here. Nobody drives a wedge in pitting people against each other more than the mainstream media and corrupt, ignorant politicians. Okay? According to God's word, to those that are Christians, we are one in Christ, where we will be united in Christ, Ephesians 4 through 6, because Colossians 3:11 tells us where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. So, folks, you better go ahead, if you're in the state of Minnesota, because you're going to see more of this nonsense going on across the country, this lawlessness, you need to deal with your said representative that is trying to steal away land that belongs to the people of this country, because it's not for the said governors to go ahead and say, we're going to go ahead and take this and give it back to them. Really, what you're going to find, friends, is they're empowering those people for a reason. And you're also going to find out that they're probably empowering them against you and me. Because at the end of the day, that's always the unspoken thing. And the media is great for omitting, adding to, taking away. It's insane as to where things are going when it comes to the truth that needs to be spoken. Okay, and the better way of saying that, friends, is what's the first casualty in every war? The truth. When the truth is not spoken, what does it do? Creates war. What do you see politicians doing? They withhold the truth. What's the casualty? The truth. And what do? They create the war. And then you have war within the gates. Why? Because they're erecting other gods in the place of the God. Read Judges 5:8 when you get a moment as well. Now, I want to get over to this, but I got a couple phone calls I'm going to take here. And in the process, I'll do that. We got Mary calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Mary. What say you, my friend?
Hi, I'm so glad to speak with you. I get comfort from speaking with you. I really do.
Amen.
With the word of God, I really get comfort from you.
Amen.
And thank you. And amen, and amen. I wanted to tell you, when you had told me about Carrie Lake, it broke my heart, but you told me the truth. And I just accepted that moment from when you said that. And then there's this woman. She has been trying to prove the voter fraud in Arizona. Her name is Michelle Stinnick, and with one L and one N, Michelle Stinnick. Her website is savemyfreedom.us. She showed, I love the Fort News because there's so many great, good videos. Some are not so good, but some like you're seeing you is really important. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that she proved how Carrie Lake did win the election and also Abe Hamadeh, but Carrie Lake does not want to be our governor. She prefers going, taking the jets over to Mar-a-Lago with Trump.
Yep, that's right. That's what I'm saying right there, Mary, is when you see her getting all the attention that she needs from the mainstream media, and then you see them joined at the hip, her and Trump, you already know that something's seriously wrong. As a matter of fact, I was just in Arizona and in California last month, and when you begin to talk to the people there, they're saying the exact same thing that you are. People need to understand that these controlled operatives are put up in place just in time, and Carrie Lake just happened to be one of those. She can say all the right things. She can act like she's she's doing all the right things. But the fact of the matter is she's not doing the right thing, and she's a fraud is what she is. I'd love to get her up on the show. As a matter of fact, Mary, if you can get a moment, try to get her information and see if we can't get her up on the show so we can call her out for who she really is, or at least give her the opportunity to try to defend the undefensible. Thanks for the call. I totally appreciate it. We're going to come right back. Are we as far gone as the Germans in the 1930s? We're going to get to that in just a moment here. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Chris, will you do me a favor? I'm glad that you called, but will you make it as quick as you can, please? I got to get to the headline here real quick. Thanks for.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thanks. Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted you to thank you for saying about with the vaccine that really it was all about who do you fear more, man or God?
Amen.
That's the way I always thought. I never heard anybody else say that, but thank you for saying that, sir.
Yep, you're welcome, Chris. Thank you. I appreciate you, guy. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, but those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. I will give credit to where credit is due. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He's the one that stood face-to-face with the tyrant Adolf Hitler. He lost his life in the process, but it's interesting how everybody loves to praise Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I think it goes as follows. People love to persecute the living ones that did the same thing as Dietrich, right? They love to persecute the living ones, but they love to praise the dead ones, don't they? Yep, but he was a good one. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a good one, friends. The Lord wrote a book of remembrance of him. Now let's get over to this really quick because perfect segue. because this is the time era of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You guys have all heard of Pastor Martin Niemöller, right? Now, I want you, because once I start to read off his quote, you're going to say, oh, yep, I've heard that before. But wait a second. There's things about Martin Niemöller that you didn't know about, and that's what I want to highlight really quick, because the point that I want to make is people are asking, are we as far gone as the Germans in the 1930s? Absolutely. Absolutely. And more. And more. Let me say this. Martin Niemöller was the one that was responsible for saying, first they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Isn't that how men learn? I don't get it. There's no love for God and no love for their brothers to allow it to go that far. Did you know the man responsible for that was, he was a pastor of the evangelical church during that particular time? Did you also know that Martin took responsibility and blamed himself and the evangelical church during his era in aiding Adolf Hitler to power, as well as allowing the Nazi reign on terror to continue without church intervention? Did you know that? It's exactly, folks, same exact thing happening here. Same thing happening here. Martin Niemöller said, we must openly declare that we are not innocent of the Nazi murders, of the murder of the German communists, Poles, Jews, and the people in Germany-occupied countries. Also consider, and much like today, that many of these evangelicals during this time period were in their churches praising Jesus. When it became necessary, they would sing a little louder to drown out the voices of the political dissidents, you know, the Jews and the gypsies crying out for help from the cattle cars outside the church windows. They would just praise Jesus all the more louder so they could drown out their voices when they were calling for help. Just think about that. After church services were over, the incinerated bodies and their ashes were found peppered across the hood of their cars. I'm speaking of evangelical congregants. They found ash all over their cars. If you've ever seen Schindler's List, much of that is accurate. Again, it sounds like much of what's going on today in America. The only difference was that Adolf Hitler was responsible for, and by the way, Adolf didn't pull the trigger. All of his subordinates that said they just were doing their job, they were the ones that murdered. But Adolf Hitler and them people were responsible for 11 to 12 million souls, while 80 million Germans, accomplices, did little to nothing to stop them. I want to say something here, because people all day long talk out of the wrong end of common sense. After World War II, and all of these camps were found scattered all over the country, these concentration camps, the Supreme Commander, Dwight Eisenhower, filmed all of what took place in those concentration camps. When you hear people today say it never happened, I got film all day long to show you, because Dwight Eisenhower had enough common sense to film it. Why did he film it? He said because there would be people in the future that would be deniers. This is all revised nonsense, just so you know. There's all the film in the world concerning the victims of Adolf Hitler's concentration camps, what they call the extermination camps, what they call liquidation camps, what they call the Holocaust. Okay? This film available at every given turn. Don't, those deniers are lying to you, and I'm here to tell you they're lying to you. Now, I want to go to America concerning my last point in the fact that Adolf Hitler was responsible for 11 to 12 million people and all of his good little devil's minions, right, John 8:44? But however, in America in which we live today, 329.5 million people have become accomplices to over 70 million souls murdered within and without their mother's womb because of a few devils in the federal government that said it was a woman's choice. Can you believe it? And what's crazy about it is right after World War II, there was a massive worldwide outcry concerning what the Germans did to innocent babies and to innocent human beings. And just 30 years later, because they changed the name from murder to abortion, the American people gave it a pass. And now Americans are accomplices to that of 70 million babies murdered, not 11 or 12. Hey, folks, one baby slaughtered is one baby too much. And the Lord said he would not pardon that innocent blood and tell the people that were responsible for shedding the innocent blood, their blood was shed. Numbers 35, 33. Also put that up before that 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Now, I don't care if you like it or not. This applies to all of us. It's the truth. Standing in lawful protest against corruption is a God-given command and obligates the church in confronting these crimes. 94:16 of Psalms. The Lord asks, who are those that are going to stand up against the workers of iniquity? Now, according to the hirelings and apostates today, to lawfully stand up against those who are murdering innocent babies in the womb must just be the devil wanting to push them too far in obedience to the Lord. Isn't that about it? And that's what their conclusion will be. Haven't you ever heard that saying, folks? Maybe somebody doesn't understand this. And you're going to understand it. Those that are obedient to the Lord, if they're not called controversial, Jesus was controversial and he still is. If they're not called radicals, Jesus was radical and so are his kids. It's interesting to note, a lot of times when they see you going out there and bearing fruit, which they don't want you to bear, why? Because they don't want you to do what they themselves are undoing or not doing. Numbers 13 and 14. Deal with them all the time. These are the kind of people that will come up to you and whisper in your ear on the behalf of their father, the devil, and they'll say things like this to you. You know what? If you keep going the way that you're going, man, the devil's just going to get behind you and push you too far. I can't find being pushed too far in obedience to the Lord. I can find throughout Scripture where man always and continuously limits himself in obedience to the Lord. But for the devil to come up to you and say, you know what, the devil just might push you too far. I want you to understand something. That is the devil. Our objective here is to become fishers of men as we follow Christ. Our objective here, friends, is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to heal the sick and to raise the dead and to cast out devils. That's what he gave us power for. Read Mark 10. Also Luke 24:47. Also read Mark 16:15. What is the objective of the church? How do you push somebody too far in obedience to the Lord? You can't. You can't. But that's what I meant when I said, in obedience to the Lord, someone's going to come up and say, you know what, the devil's just going to push you too far in obedience. It's all generated and birthed from the devil himself. Okay, because he wants you to be afraid of obedience as well. If he can't get you any other way, he'll try going that direction as well. Now, I want you to get this, friends. History in America today, I only have less than 30 seconds. History in America today is repeating itself of Germany from yesterday. And it's being repeated because man has not learned from history. But when people ask me, are we as far gone as those of Germany? I'm here to tell you, we've gone way past them in this long ago.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.